Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about 2018 Mississippi timber price trends. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Mark Mizells, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Associate. So, Mark, landowners are always concerned about timber prices, especially as their trees are ready for harvest. What have timber prices done so far in 2018?
Well, landowners should be concerned with timber prices. They should be in the business of growing trees to make money. We know that most landowners own forest land for many reasons other than profits. However, they rely on these profits from timber harvest to cover expenses for many of these other reasons. Unfortunately, most timber prices across Mississippi, especially for pine, are substantially lower than before the housing market crashed, causing our last big recession. Statewide average timber stumpage prices for pine saw timber, pine chip and saw, and pine pulpwood were lower during this third quarter than the previous two quarters this year. We had slight increases in pine chip and saw and pulpwood prices for the second quarter, but they both declined again for the third quarter.
I know that we have landowners that also have hardwood trees. How have hardwood prices changed this year?
So hardwood average stumpage prices, like pine, were lower in the third quarter compared to the first quarter of 2018. Statewide average prices for mixed hardwood saw timber increased during the second quarter, but decreased during the third quarter. However, hardwood pulpwood was just the opposite. It decreased in the second quarter and saw a slight increase during the third quarter.
You're quoting statewide average stumpage prices. Are timber prices consistent across the different regions of Mississippi?
That's an excellent question and one that landowners really need to understand better. Regional stumpage prices do vary, oftentimes considerably. For instance, landowners in North Mississippi face a much more difficult situation than landowners in the southern part of the state. When it comes to Mississippi timber prices, Interstate 20 is considered the dividing line between North and South Mississippi.
That is interesting. What causes the different timber prices between North and South Mississippi?
There's many variables that influence what an individual forest landowner receives for their timber. The main factor causing the difference in timber prices between North and South Mississippi is the number of mills and their locations. Mississippi has approximately 120 mills operating across the state. Some of these are very large mills, while others are relatively small. The majority of mills in Mississippi are located south of I-20. Like any free market system, the more competition you have for a resource, this case our trees, the higher the prices tend to be. Unfortunately for North Mississippi forest landowners, there are very few mills competing for their timber. Therefore, timber prices across North Mississippi are much lower than South Mississippi. Since there are less mills, timber must be hauled a further distance, which is more expensive. The longer haul distances mean landowners in North Mississippi typically receive less for their timber.
If landowners are considering selling timber soon, how can they find out more detailed timber prices for their location?
If they want a general idea of timber prices, the Extension website has current and historical prices available. They can go to extension.msstate.edu and search for timber prices. There, landowners can look at historical timber prices all the way back to 1957. Currently, we report timber prices on a quarterly basis and have divided the state into four regions. Landowners should understand that these prices are a good price reference, but do not reflect what an individual landowner will see for their timber. Timber prices vary tremendously from one timber sale to another based on many different variables. We will discuss some of these factors that influence timber prices in another program.
Are other sources of timber prices available?
Absolutely. There are several paid subscription services available providing reports that are more detailed. They divide the state into smaller regions in some cases and can provide data on specific tree species. I do recommend all landowners work with a professional or consulting forester, especially when they're getting ready to conduct a timber sale. These professionals or consulting foresters are a tremendous asset to landowners, especially when conducting timber sales, because they know all the local market details and will help the landowners receive the best price possible for their timber.
Can we go to extension.msstate.edu for more information?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Mark Mizells, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Associate. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.